we had the U.S. ambassador call in from Nairobi a few weeks ago to talk about the anniversary of the bombing of the U.S. embassy, the 10th anniversary of the bombing of the U.S. embassy in Nairobi. And of course, I was over there to check on that, as well as to check on the situation there since the unrest earlier this year when there was a problem with the presidential election, and it took a while for people to figure out how to share power. And it raised the issue that our next guest knows all too well of what do you do when you're going to a place when something breaks out? Where do you go? Who do you call? Or do you do nothing? And where do you exercise common sense? And his name is Nick Wadhams. He's calling in right now from Nairobi. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
Great. I mean, I know you write a lot of times for Budget Travel magazine, I like very much. I've been in situations where the you-know-what hits the fan, and you're there in a country, and you're feeling very alone. And I have to tell you, and I'd love you to respond to this, the last place I go is the U.S. Embassy. Simply because they're the ones who lock the doors. They keep their citizens out. You know where I go? I go to the Canadian embassy. Those guys are cool. Those guys take you in and they take care of you. You're laughing, but something tells me, am I right? Come on.
Well, I have to say that in the unrest around in Nairobi and in Kenya this last time, and there was a lot of concern, obviously, from tourists. And my impression was nothing against, you know, the nation of my birth, but that the Americans can be a little slow to respond to things. You know, it's the other smaller embassies that can be a bit more nimble in sort of getting the word out, helping you. Partly it's, you know, the Americans have so many people here. But, you know, it's often true the best place to go is a smaller embassy or, you know, people at your hotel. You know, people who really have their ears to the ground and know what's going on. The Americans can be a little slow in getting the ball rolling.
Exactly. However, you know, when the you-know-what really, really hits the fan and airlines aren't operating and there's no way out, that's when the U.S. Embassy does kick in every once in a while and will help evacuate you, but only if the commercial flights have stopped running. Isn't that right?
That's correct. I mean, what will happen, you know, they'll basically advise you, you know, issue travel warnings and advisories and things like that. But as long as commercial service is going, if you call the embassy, they'll essentially tell you, you know, get to the airport. If you think it's serious enough, get to the airport and get a flight. You know, once you start having the airlines suspending flights, you know, British Airways, KLM, guys like that, you know, that's really the big warning sign. That's a sign that things have really gone, you know, very badly, and the Americans will assist you. It may take a little time. You may have to spend some time in your hotel or in the home of a friend or something like that, but they will eventually get you out.
You know, we always talk about travel insurance on this show, and I'm a big proponent of it if it's properly purchased and properly understood. And one of the issues is a lot of insurance will actually cover your evacuation flight on one condition, that there wasn't a State Department travel warning prior to your trip over there, right?
Well, that was the problem. I mean, you know, that never got to a situation of evacuation in Kenya. But, you know, partly because of the bombing you were talking about 10 years ago, I mean, the State Department has had an advisory in place for Kenya for many years. And, you know, that hasn't stopped hundreds of thousands of tourists from coming here and going on safari and things like that in that time. But they have had that advisory. So you need to be really careful when you get your insurance. I mean, usually if you're with a travel agent or somebody like that, or you've got a company that's helping organize your trip, you know, they'll be able to point you in the right direction. But many of them, yes. I mean, there's a difference between advisories and warnings, but you really have to make sure you know what's on the State Department website, because you could end up paying your own ride home.
Not to mention the State Department website, also what's on your travel insurance policy itself. Hey, listen, Nick, have fun over there in Kenya, one of my favorite places in the world. Nick Wadhams, who just wrote a piece about this for Budget Travel magazine, and has the luxury of actually calling in today from Nairobi. We appreciate that, Nick. And when we come back, yeah, have a great day, man.